The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
Get a Casper mattress and start your year off right. Try it in your home for 100 nights risk-free. Go to casper.com/Glenn. $50 off the purchase of your mattress. Terms and conditions do apply.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
So we've been waiting all day to hear Pat Gray's take on what happened yesterday and what he was feeling last night, because we all sat here yesterday and said he's going to win, and he's going to win pretty handily, with probably by 5 points. And we were wrong. And so I
want to say
we are undefeated. We have not been right in any political.
Probably not since 2008.
I don't think so. We have.
That's not true.
It's not. It seems like it is.
Do not.
We were wrong on Romney.
Do not.
I was not wrong.
Glenn and I were wrong on Romney.
Yeah,
but we were wrong on Trump. We were wrong on Roy Moore.
Certainly wrong. Yeah.
So
I mean, this one was. I guess both of them are the same thing. I just didn't believe. Roy Moore could possibly lose that, right? Like, I couldn't believe they'd blow it.
I just didn't think that there was a way that enough people felt the way I did. I feel really horrible about this, but I kind of feel good that I'm like, oh, I'm not alone. It's not just
me. I don't
know,
though. Are you? This is why this one was so complicated, in that what happened does not represent me at all. The fact that Doug Jones, this freaking
crazy person,
who's going to go in there and be a hardcore left-wing activist.
I know.
At least on many topics, is really bad.
Terrible.
And I know you don't feel
it's
that
two
way.
Years. It's 2 years.
It's just 2 years.
It's
you're right.
Just 2 years. Mm-hmm. And it's Alabama. If Republicans are smart, they can run somebody really qualified and get him out. Now, it's going to be harder. But you brought it on yourself, not the people really of Alabama. It is the GOP and what Mitch McConnell did. Mitch McConnell did not want a constitutionalist in there, did not want
Mo Brooks.
And so ran a campaign, spent all of his money running a campaign. So that got you Luther Strange. Donald Trump wanted Luther Strange, too. He didn't want the constitutionalist. Mm-hmm. So they got rid of him. And what happens? They just think that the guy that Mitch McConnell hand picks is going to sit well with people in Alabama who are sick and tired of Mitch McConnell.
There is one kind of amazing Mo Brooks update today. He made a speech today announcing he has cancer.
Oh, man.
You know, talk about mysterious ways, man. He says the only reason he found out about it is because he lost the primary. If he had been running in the campaign, he wouldn't have taken time to get the appointment that identified the cancer, which they then caught. So
they caught it early.
Because he lost the
time.
I would have never taken this appointment in the middle of the campaign.
Oh, wow.
So once he lost, he took the appointment.
I was thinking, if it was me, I'd be like, couldn't get worse. Yeah, you could have a rectal exam.
All right, whatever. Hopefully this is going to.
Do you know what kind of cancer it is?
It may be colon cancer. I don't have it in front of me. They did say though, or prostate cancer. I believe it was prostate cancer.
Yeah, that's you can. I mean, Vince Flynn died of that, but if it's caught early, you can survive.
Yeah. So obviously, we hope for the best
the best with him. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how did you feel yesterday?
Stupid, for one. I just felt wrong again. And I was a little dismayed because this guy is so pro-abortion and so left-wing.
So you would have voted for...
I don't know. I would probably have gone third party. I would have gone
third
party.
Yeah, they had only a write-in option, it seemed like.
It depends on if I would have believed, you know, and I don't know. I'm not an Alabama voter, so it didn't matter for me. But if I would have believed Roy Moore in what he was saying, that he didn't do any of the things he's accused of, why not vote for him?
Yeah, believed him. He just made it really hard. Towards the end, he made it really hard to believe.
Well, he did, because his story changed.
Yeah, as his story changed, and the things he was saying publicly disagreed with other things he had said publicly about the same incidents.
Yeah, so he just fell apart there at the end.
And then there was the other problem of maybe the worst spokesperson in the history of spokespeople. Good.
He had a few of them.
Golly. I mean, no matter your beliefs, his spokesman, is it Ted Crockett? Is that his name? Gets on Jake Tapper yesterday and says he's
here. We have the audio, please.
Does he think that homosexual conduct should be illegal? It's a yes or no question.
Probably.
He probably thinks homosexual conduct should be illegal. And what would the punishment be for a man having sexual relations with another man, or a woman having sexual relations with another woman? What should the punishment be?
It's just a sin.
No matter what you believe, you can't say it probably should be illegal, right? Then he's asked about Muslims. Should there be Muslims in office? Mm-hmm. No, there shouldn't be. For some faulty reason that you have to swear on the Bible, which you don't have to do.
You don't have to do. I mean, when he said, does he think it should be illegal? The act of homosexuality should be illegal. The answer is not probably.
No, it's not.
It's just not probably.
No, it isn't.
You'd have to
no
ask
matter
him.
What, it's not right. probably.
Ask him, I don't know.
Yes.
You don't say probably.
What if an awful spokesman.
If you do know, and you're absolutely sure.
You still say, you have to ask him.
Ask him.
Ask him. We haven't discussed that.
But here's a guy who doesn't know. He's saying, I don't know, probably.
I don't know, probably.
I think if you would have been asked if Roy Moore believes adulterers should be stoned in the public square, he would have said, of course, Jake, you can't let them sluts live to slut around longer with more people.
Oh, that would probably not be a good answer
either.
Should
the Crusades be reinstated? Well, Jake, that's the first piece of legislation Roy Moore's fixing to work on.
Well, that was one of the things.
Wow, is he bad.
When they talked about how this campaign had gone, so many people in the Republican circles had abandoned the campaign. He had a real trouble finding anyone who would do anything for him. And he had no real support from any side.
Really shows.
And it shows. I mean, because he's not the only one.
Shows.
His wife.
So good people said no?
A lot of them. Well,
okay.
I mean,
that makes me feel better because I'm like,
hold on. Let's not,
if this is the best the GOP can do in Alabama, boy, I don't want to
overstate this here. People who had self-interest realized they might be tainted by the campaign and said
okay,
no.
Okay, all right. Okay.
I'm not saying they're good people by any means.
Well,
I don't want to oversell it. Yeah.
Clearly, they're not good people. Yeah,
exactly. Right. But I mean, you know, he had three of the worst moments by people who were spokesmen for them. Of any campaign I've ever seen. This one was really bad with Jake Tapper. He had the one previously where the guy went on TV and they asked him about, you know, hey, did Roy Moore have sex with these or play around with these 14-year-olds? And he said to a guy on CNN, he said, look, I mean, I know with your background, a lot of that happens all the time with your background. The guy who was had some heritage from the Middle East, but was from Canada.
Oh, my gosh.
And they said, wait a minute, he's from Canada.
And then there was the woman who congratulated the pregnant interviewer. Were you going there, too?
No, this is another one,
yeah.
I think.
There was one of his spokespeople congratulated the pregnant interviewer for not having Doug Jones abort her baby.
I didn't see that one.
Well, let's not forget the 13-year-old girl they had interviewing. And
bad choice.
My favorite came yesterday. Roy Moore's wife. Do we have it, Sarah?
Oh gosh, the word right there.
Fake news would tell you that we don't care for Jews.
Wait, what?
I tell you all this because I've seen it all, so I just want to set the record straight while they're here. One of our attorneys is a Jew.
Stop.
I love that.
One of our attorneys is a Jew.
We also shopped at a diamond place run by Jews.
Amazingly, we also go to movies, and obviously Hollywood's run by the Jews. So.
One of them Jews is my best friend. His name is Jesus. You might know that Jew.
Again, I mean, it's tough.
Wow.
And
you put a lot of people who aren't
used to doing this in these situations, and things happen that aren't so great. But I mean, that I don't think I've ever seen a campaign with that many bizarre media appearances associated with it.
True. Even Trump's campaign.
Did you see the Trump campaign?
Yeah.
Come on.
I don't know. I mean, percentage-wise, it wasn't even close. I mean, the Roy Moore wasn't even doing a lot of appearances. Every time he had someone on television, there was a disaster. He was saying that he was really as closely associated with Vladimir Putin.
I forgot about that one. Did you hear that one?
I don't think I did.
Oh, my gosh.
He's like, oh, maybe I'm simpatico with Vladimir then.
Oh,
like, wait, what? He said, in that interview, he said that we could call the U.S. the source of all evil.
And oh, like, that interview. Yeah, right.
Yeah, and it's like, wait a minute. What the hell is going on?
And that's when he said, he also said, was there a good time in America? Well, yeah, when families were together, we had slavery, which was interpreted to mean he was pro-slavery.
Right. And that one, I thought.
Didn't mean that, but that's what everybody made out of it.
Yeah. And again, it was poorly stated. His point, and I think, even you know, if
just
you look
go
at the
back
full,
to when families were together, that was a great time in America.
If you look at
leave
the full context
out of it,
if you look at the full context of the slavery part of that, he does pretty clearly state the policy was very bad, but there were good things associated with that time culturally. Mm-hmm. But obviously slavery was bad. I mean, he was great. But again, you can't give the media those things. That's more of an, I mean, I don't want to say, it's closer to a normal political mistake than just stopping and staring at the camera for 9 straight seconds like some of his spokespeople have done.
here's another Roy Moore classic. Here's Calling America.
He said that Russia was the focus of evil in the modern world.
You could say that very well about America, couldn't you?
Oh, boy.
Do you think?
Wow.
Okay,
that's bad enough. But wait.
We promote a lot of bad things.
Okay.
You know?
Now.
Like.
What?
Same-sex marriage.
That's the very argument that Vladimir Putin makes.
Wow. Well, then maybe Putin is right.
Oh,
maybe he's more kin to me than I know.
Kin to me than I know.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, that is. Can you. I mean, honestly.
By the way, he's still contesting the election. It's going to be a while before the paperwork is filed because his lawyer is out for Hanukkah. So won't be in for a few days.
Which is it's terrible. Can you imagine if Barack Obama, if Hillary Clinton said the focus of evil in all of the world is the United
States, right
would have gone, on camera in an interview?
Would have gone crazy.
Rightfully
crazy.
So. That's an insane point of view. An insane point of view. Yeah. And this, you know, look, so you can sit here and feel bad about this loss. And there's a lot of negatives that will come. I don't think it's overly dramatic of 2 years of this guy when he will vote wrong every single time. And Roy Moore would have voted right several times. Not all the time, but sometimes he would have voted the correct way. Long term, I think, you know, you look at this and you say, look, a guy who thinks the focus of evil in the modern world is the United States of America. Mm-hmm. I don't want that guy representing me.
After he's told it was Russia, and then he changes the focus to the United States.
Oh, yeah. I'll give you one worse than Russia. Us! Can you imagine? Can you imagine if Hillary Clinton said that? If Chuck Schumer said that? If Nancy Pelosi said that?
Oh, there's only one Democrat that was depressed last night, and that was Al Franken.
Yeah.
Because Al Franken's like, what the hell did I give my seat up for? Thanks, Pat.
Pat Gray Unleashed on the Blaze Radio and Television Networks. You can check it out on iTunes as well. Podcast every single day from Pat Gray.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
I run my mouth for a living, all day, basically. And it can be a little exhausting. I mean, it's not a real job, but it still could be exhausting. Plus, I do have all day meetings afterwards, and I've got a couple of little kids. At times, energy runs a little bit low. That's why I take Dawn to Dusk. Now, I get to that point in the afternoon where I just want to fall asleep on any couch that I can find. Dawn to Dusk is great. It solves these problems for you. It's a physician-formulated extended-release energy supplement which lasts up to 10 hours, increases energy, improves mood, and stimulates your brain, all with no jitters. If it's giving me jitters, I don't want it. That's not what Dawn to Dusk does. Now, a cup of coffee in the morning is fine. But unlike coffee, Dawn to Dusk can last up to 10 hours. It increases your focus, and it's a fraction of the cost per day. I swear coffee these days is like the price of a Kia. Dawn to Dusk is the product. Brickhouse Nutrition is the company, and it's BrickhouseStew.com. Right now, get 15% off a one-month supply, but only when you use offer code STEW at checkout. That's BrickhouseStew.com.